With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. America's employers added 227,000 jobs last month, more than analysts were expecting, follows a dismal October report when employers hired just 12,000 people. In November, most of the new jobs came in healthcare, leisure, and hospitality. The unemployment rate ticked up a notch to 4.2%. From the Ohio Valley to the Northeast, frigid temperatures have settled in amid mountains of snow and continue to impact everyday life.
In Ashtabula, Ohio, a roof collapse means students at Lakeside High School will have to switch to remote learning until after the holidays.
It's actually caving in.
Lisa Newsom is the area school superintendent.
You can see the roof is actually lifting from the top of the building.
Ashtabula shop owner Tony Carlisle had to close early on Black Friday due to the weather.
I don't remember receiving, 6 feet of snow in a two-day period.
Audio courtesy WEWS News 5.
And that's correspondent Jennifer King. Winter has yet to officially arrive. Also at SRNNews.com, when it comes to reining in government spending, a pledge of support from the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, even if it means doing an end run around Congress.
Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole told reporters after the GOP conference-wide DOGE meeting Thursday that there was discussion about the use of the Impoundment Act that would allow Mr. Trump to bypass Congress and cut government spending. The top appropriator did not take issue with the president-elect potentially using executive power to usurp Congress and said that he was, quote, happy to have the help. The Constitution grants Congress sole authority to appropriate a federal budget, but impoundment theory says that any president has unilateral authority to ignore Congress's funding bills and withhold or impound funds meant for anything deemed unsuitable by the White House. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And on Wall Street, stock futures have turned higher. Dow futures up 24, NASDAQ futures ahead 38 points. This is SRN News. An uproar over prayer in Oklahoma.
It all began at a recent Tulsa City Council meeting when a woman who described herself as a pagan priestess was invited to give the invocation and proceeded to evoke the mythological Greek goddess Medusa. A lot of city residents were upset by the prayer, calling it satanic, and Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt agrees with them. One critic says the prayer before the council meeting is supposed to be neutral, and this one was not. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to the latest data, anti-Semitism spiked in Australia in the year since Hamas launched its deadly attack on Israel. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry says there were more than 2,000 incidents since October 7, 2023. It's an increase of 400% over the previous year. Physical assaults on Jews in Australia went up 600%. In fact, anti-Semitism has surged all over the world since the Hamas attack. This is SRN News. The EPA says it successfully closed more than 1,800 civil cases this year.
The agency charged 121 criminal defendants, a 17.6% increase over the previous year, and also issued $1.7 billion in financial penalties, more than double last year's total. Enforcement efforts included first-ever criminal charges for a California man accused of smuggling climate-damaging air coolants into the United States. Engine maker Cummins paid more than $2 billion in fines and penalties after it was found to use illegal software to skirt diesel emissions tests. Jeremy House, Washington.
Firefighters in Baltimore have their hands full. They're battling a massive wind-driven brush fire. It's burning at a wood recycling yard. The fire closed a section of an expressway into the downtown area of the city, also closed a neighboring light rail line and nearby roads and schools. More details, SRNNews.com.